Pictures of the blood-colored red base of the Faroe Islands in time of whale slaughtering have circulated on social media as voices of protest against whaling are becoming louder. On the Faroe Islands, whaling has been part of the local culture for more than 1,000 years. Around 800 pilot whales lose their lives to this tradition each year. There are no professional whale hunters, but anyone who wants to can join for the hunt. Through social media, cell phones, and radio, calls go out to the communities if a whale hunt is happening. If a whale hunt, or grind as it is called, is announced, the beach is a popular place to be. Gender roles are quite important in these grinds. Men hunt and the women stand by the water to watch, a division that has not changed. First, the whale hunters surround the whales, or the dolphins, with their boats in a circle. Step two is to drive the whales or dolphins into a bay. Finally, they are killed with lances. It takes a lot of training in order to get the skills to kill a whale, and doing so is closely associated with prestige and manlyhood. People are attached to this tradition, and the majority of the 48,000 inhabitants of the islands approve of this. The meat is often eaten in raw slices, but can also be boiled or dried. Scientists have increasingly warned about the high amounts of mercury in the meat, and people do seem to eat whale meat less frequently. However, the tradition of whaling is very popular and will probably not be abandoned by the communities anytime soon. Though not a part of the everyday diet, whale meat has become a cultural symbol. The whaling is present in the Faroe Islands culture. Lyrics about slaughtering whales can be found in traditional music, and it has often been depicted in Faroese art. But there are discussions on how deep this practice is embedded in local Faroe culture. Some say it is a rite de passage that turns boys into men. Others mean that the main purpose has always been just to get food.
Criticism has been expressed by several local village inhabitants after the whaling, but all have been anonymous. It seems to be hard to speak up against this tradition in which the whole community takes part. The founder of the anti-whaling organization, Sea Shepherd, Paul Wilson, argues that since the Faroe Islands are Danish protectorate, Denmark should be responsible for the whale killing. The International Whaling Commission is the only legal international authority that can regulate the global whaling. However, the small pilot whale, member of the dolphin family, is not considered a whale by the commission. So the sad truth is, these intelligent marine creatures are completely unprotected legally. In 1989, there were about 780,000 pilot whales in the central and eastern North Atlantic. The number today is unknown to the International Whaling Commission. Since their most recent estimation of the number of the pilot whales is 25 years old, and it hasn't been updated since then. The struggle to protect the pilot whales in the Faroe Islands is conducted by organizations such as Sea Shepherd. Volunteers come from all over the world to join them. According to Sea Shepherd, there were over 600 volunteers from more than 27 countries in 2014 that sacrificed safety, resources, and time in order to protect the whales in the Faroe Islands. We are not here to wage war on the people of the Faroe Islands. We are here just to protect whales, said one of the volunteers. People in the Faroe Islands have generally started to eat less pilot whale meat since it contains high levels of heavy metal pollutants. The general recommendation from the government is that adults eat maximum one meal that contains pilot whale or blubber monthly. Females shouldn't eat the blubber at all. if they wish to have kids. Thus, the whale meat is neither necessary nor healthy for the people. It seems then as if the grant continues mostly because of the culture tradition. Culture traditions are expressions, should of course be considered and protected.